From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In Florida and across the Gulf Coast, the tarpon is one of the biggest trophies in sport fishing. They can grow to well over 200 pounds and help drive a $6 billion a year recreational fishing industry. In recent decades, the tarpon's numbers have started to decline. But now a study suggests that a drastic change in fishing rules could help reverse that trend. Here's WLRN environmental reporter Jenny Stiletovich.
Like a lot of good fishing stories, this one starts with the catch that got away. 20 years ago, a fly fishing legend named Billy Pate held the world record for the heaviest tarpon ever caught on a gossamer of fly line. He was complaining about tarpon disappearing from Florida waters.
He was from North Carolina and said, "I wonder if those fish that we call ours in the spring and summer are in fact theirs in the winter, inferring, you know, somewhere south of the U.S. border."
Jerry Ault is a University of Miami fishery scientist. Ault says Pate's comment inspired a study that lasted decades and created the largest collection of tracking data to date on tarpon. The fish can live to 50. This month, Ault and his colleagues published the results. They found that tarpon in the U.S. in fact do migrate to warmer waters in the Caribbean and Latin America. That meant they were moving out of U.S. waters, away from rules meant to protect them.
People were under the attitude, well, you know, we're going to be cool. And the answer is not at all, because, you know, they're running through a gauntlet of nets and hooks, et cetera, to the south.
Ault says loss of habitat and poor water conditions in the U.S. have also hurt tarpon. But the lack of rules beyond U.S. borders is taking a significant toll. Ault says tarpon should be managed under international rules like tuna and salmon. And the peer-reviewed study now lays the groundwork to make it happen. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Front and center on WLRN's homepage this morning, record heat and king tides, a look ahead at Florida's climate future. You can find that story and much more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.